Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The South by Southwest Music Festival wrapped up over the weekend in Austin, Texas. Some bands are now heading to a much smaller festival in Idaho that starts on Wednesday, one where corporate marketing is scant, but community spirit is high. Frankie Barnhill of Boise State Public Radio reports.
Each March for the last 8 years, Treefort Music Fest has taken over downtown Boise. And crews are getting ready for this year's event by turning a parking lot, a taco shop, and a Shriners Temple into venues.
Treefort was born out of a lot of right people in the right place at the right time that came together in a certain way.
That's Treefort founder Lori Chandra Uten. She says at first, she didn't think of the festival as a business investment. She just had a love for music and her hometown of Boise, a mid-sized city that was beginning to get noticed outside of Idaho. Treefort Festival director Eric Gilbert says that from the start, the focus was the feel.
Initially, there wasn't a lot of conversation about how to make sure the business worked other than, you know, we were trying to connect some dots, but it was more about like, how do we make sure the artists have the ultimate experience when they come to Boise?
Treefort puts its emphasis on up-and-comers, not expensive big-name acts. That's an aesthetic choice and a strategic one. By hosting local and regional bands alongside emerging groups from around the country, the festival was able to save money while still offering fans more than 400 live acts. But it's been a challenge to cover the bills. 2015 was a turning point.
After that break-even year, the festival transitioned from being fueled by investment to being a self-sustaining machine.
Drew Lorona handles sponsorships for the festival, not giant corporate sponsors, but local small businesses that donate food and offer rooms for bands. The state of Idaho's tourism agency is one of the biggest sponsors, giving $25,000 to Treefort this year. Washington Post pop music critic Chris Richards says that goes against the grain.
There is a very noticeable corporate footprint at a lot of American music festivals.
Richards, who talked to me on Skype, says he's seen music events come and go when they follow what he calls the Coachella blueprint. Dozens of festivals booking the same expensive top-tier artists in the same year.
But if you find a way to showcase artists from that city or that region and weave that into the national acts that you've also booked and kind of create this sort of sense of locality, but also nationality, you know, in a sense, I think that's a really potent way to go about it.
At the Funky Taco in downtown Boise, Justin Archambault is preparing for Treefort crowds to pour into his restaurant.
Everyone makes money. I mean, you have to be not a very good business person not to make money at this festival. Everyone gets to come in and see what Boise is all about, which I think is really cool.
Last year, 24,000 people attended Treefort. Most of them were from Boise. Festival producer Lori Chandra Uten says that kind of community buy-in has been crucial in making Treefort a success.
I think in the beginning, not thinking of it as a business ultimately created a long-lasting culture that we wanted to maintain and a vision that we didn't know we had. But then, of course, we had to think of it as a business to maintain it and to keep it alive.
And that's Treefort's challenge now. Be a good community partner, focus on the music, and stay affordable. The festival did raise ticket prices this year, but they're still a third the price of Coachella. For Here and Now, I'm Frankie Barnhill in Boise.